magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together, this being the last Monday in August. It's the 31st, 2015. Stay with me. We have a special guest in the studio. But first, wow, what a weekend. Some good preaching of Isaiah from Pastor Jason Schiffo yesterday, followed by some great food, getting caught up on some of the home chores, and enjoying some relaxing reading time, chasing the chickens around the yard, and enjoying time at the homestead. On Saturday, got some great racquetball in, followed by our first conversational English class. We had 8 students, 5 from Korea, 1 from China, and 2 from Turkey. Just some delightful international scholars that I think were all students or married to students at the University of Illinois. And if you want to reach internationals, provide an English conversation class at your church. And it doesn't necessarily just have to be international students at U of I. Maybe stop by a Mexican restaurant or maybe some minority-owned business and just say, hey, it's a free class to practice oral English with native English speakers and see how God may in fact bless that. If you want to know more about English conversation classes and how to pull it off, I know a great one who helps host it and leads it throughout the Champaign-Urbana area. Her name is Helen Kaufman, and you can call her at 217-328-1770, 217-328-1770. And then Friday night, wow, the Jesus is the Way Prison Ministry Banquet. I loved when you entered the Fluid Center, that's where they held the banquet, their marquee sign said, "Tonight, Jesus is the Way." And as we know, tonight, afternoon, morning hours, all the time, Jesus is the Way. But it was a fantastic banquet. Dennis Daniels did a wonderful job. Bill Scott emceed it all. And then we heard a special message by Pete Leonard, along with testimonies from some of the guys. It was just wonderful. Well, before I introduce our special guest for today's edition of Mark and Friends, let me read some Bible verses that I asked this guest to share with me, verses that are meaningful to her life, and also a letter I recently received. But when I asked her some of her favorite verses and why they're important to her, she wrote, "Every time I open the Bible, God brings out something new. Some verses that God has used to encourage me especially are Luke 1:37, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, plans for good and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Hebrews 13:5, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Lamentations 2:19. Now, this is an interesting one. I don't think I've had many guests quote this one as one of their favorite verses or a verse that God has used in their lives. But Lamentations 2:19 states, "Arise, cry out in the night. As the watches of the night begin, pour out your heart like water in the presence of the Lord. Lift up your hands to Him for the lives of your children who faint from hunger at every street corner." Oh, we'll have to ask why that's a special verse in her life. And then Matthew 18:5. "And whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me." Oh, listening friend, welcome to the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. And I have one more thing to read, and this is going to probably and quite possibly embarrass our special guest. But I was so encouraged by this, I had to forward it on to Karen Harrison, my office manager, and Pastor Jason Schiffo, my Wednesday and Friday co-host. And they were very blessed by what she said in this email. I received this just last week, and it was part of the catalyst to call her up and say, "I need to get you into the studio to share some of your testimony, how God has used Scripture, people, and Christian radio to help woo you to Himself, to help you on your faith journey." And so this was the letter I received last week. "Hello, Mark and Great News Radio." Let's see, 4 exclamation points. "Today I got the most amazing blessing in my mailbox from Great News Radio. What a huge surprise. There was this package with this absolutely amazing devotional from Charles Stanley. I love his preaching. It is so incredibly encouraging. And this great, great, great DVD on the Bible-driven church by John MacArthur, one of my most favorite Bible teachers. And that at a time when our church is praying for a godly pastor to take over since Pastor Randy left. Now I will know what to pray for and also want to share this great DVD with the others at our church. It could not be more timely, triple exclamation point. And then this incredible great track, Unshackled, that is 100% relevant to where I work and will be incredibly useful in reaching out to some unbelieving friends that many have been praying for years. So very, very, very encouraging. And then the great information on Great News Radio to invite others to listen as well. You have just no idea what a huge blessing this is. I just could not believe my eyes. Oh, we're back to 4 exclamation points that time. Are you getting embarrassed yet? Okay, wait, hold on there, Karen. Oh, I don't want to say who you are yet. Okay, you totally made my day over here and so much more. Thank you so very, very much. And this, again, 4 exclamation points. Gosh, I only use 3 most of the time when I really want to emphasize something. I also wanted to thank you so much for the incredibly great ministry of Great News Radio, for preaching the clear gospel, for being willing to preach the gospel in season and out of season. You have no idea what a huge encouragement you all are through this amazing radio station, and that in these turbulent times when many are afraid to speak the truth. Listening to Great News Radio has lifted me up and encouraged me in the Lord so many times that I couldn't even count. It is the best Christian radio station I know, and I'm not just saying that. I travel a lot and see how many radio stations have nonstop advertisements and watered-down teaching, and here Great News Radio stands with such a clear and encouraging Bible message that it is so rare and so refreshing and so hugely encouraging. May God bless you all so very, very, very much. With God's help, I want to support Great News Radio and pray for you all more regularly. You just have no idea what a huge difference you all make. God's richest blessings on you and your team. Thank you so much for doing so much for all of us in this community. And many, many, many thanks again. Triple exclamation points. Philippians 1:3. All the best wishes, Karen. P.S. Also, the great evening on Islam the other day was phenomenal. Thank you for announcing it on the radio. It was absolutely eye-opening and a huge blessing to everybody that I knew that had the opportunity to see it. And then you close out with a little tagline. I guess this is like your signature file on most of your emails. It's 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. All right, with that kind of introduction, Karen, thank you for being available for today's edition of Mark and Friends. In the studio with me is Karen Dahman. She works at U of I, lives near the U of I campus, attends the First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy, originally from Germany. And so, wow, lots to say. In fact, that email was a catalyst. I got to get Karen here in the studio because we were in a Sunday school class for a number of years, and Nancy and Jim Miller have always said, oh, Karen is so special and wonderful, and you got to interview her, and it just kind of never seemed to work out, or we just never worked to get you out here to the home studio. But because some missionary friends were in and you were telling me about them, I just worked out a way so that you both could be featured, you today and them tomorrow on the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. But Karen, share a little of this faith journey, because you stated Christian radio was used of God, some unique people along the way, and then God's Word, as you referenced many of these great verses that I think resonated with so many of our listeners. But how did it all begin? What wooed you to the Lord these many years?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me here. It's a great privilege. Yeah, I grew up in Germany as a non-believer. I was a child that didn't know the Lord. But God already worked on my heart. And I remember one time I listened on shortwave radio in Germany, and I heard a program from Chicago of a preacher that I think preached the gospel. I could understand a little bit, you know, knowing a little bit of English, but I couldn't understand all of it. But I always wanted to know more. And the Lord opened the door for me to come to the U.S. And I remember...
Now, wait, back to the original, that recording. I think you listened to it a number of times, right?
True.
Like
that's
over
true.
And over again, and you don't know where it is or where you saved it or something, but you knew initially, you just kept listening to it. So were you searching? How old were you when you heard that? And you grew up maybe in a secularized, like your family weren't believers or church attenders? bartenders. So were you hungry? Did you think there was something more to life? And what was it in that message that had you listening to it over and over again?
Yeah, I listened to it. I think I was about maybe 14, 15 years old or so, and I taped it because I noticed it was so different from anything I've heard before. And what caught my attention was that it spoke about a relationship with God, that we could know where we stand with the Lord. It was clear it talked about making a decision or trusting the Lord, but knowing where we would go when we would die. While I always thought, you know, I know I'm not perfect. I'll try my best. That's what I thought at the time.
And so you had somewhat of a concept of a heaven or maybe an afterlife, but didn't know how to get there or
That's right.
It meant when you died, whether you'd measure up and make it there.
That is exactly right. Okay. So I knew I was a sinner. I knew if I would stand before God, I would not be perfect. And it bothered me very much. And I didn't know what to do with it.
So at what point did you decide to come to the United States? What was bringing you over to this part of the world?
Oh, yeah, that was my dad. He had lived in the U.S. before I was born, and he just loves this country. And he always encouraged me to go to the U.S. for, say, a year to study.
Mm-hmm.
So I went because of the great things I've heard from him about the U.S.
Now, was this out of high school, before college, or when did you come over here? How old were you?
I was 19 when I came. So I had some college, and I came here to go. I went to upstate New York for grad school. And I remember on the trip, my dad brought me over. On the trip from the airport to where the school was, he tuned into a Christian radio station. Mm. And in Germany, you can never find a Christian radio station on the FM dial. And we both listened for hours. And when I came to the dorm, I thought, this is incredible. You can listen 24 hours a day to this, and you can learn more. So I started to listen. And that's how the Lord, through the preaching on Christian radio, showed me what salvation is.
Now, at this point, had you read a Bible, or had you picked up a Bible or purchased a Bible? Was God's Word foreign to you at this point?
I knew some of the Bible. I went to a Lutheran church occasionally in Germany, so I had confirmation, and so they would teach you a little bit of that. But I had no understanding of salvation. I thought it was all works-based, and I didn't understand that we can trust Christ and be saved.
And then probably that whole concept that you can have a relationship with God, that He cares for you, that He's, through the Holy Spirit, will be a companion to walk with you throughout life and to provide, to answer prayers and to be an ever-present help, if you will.
Exactly, exactly, exactly. Because there was always this sense of guilt between me and the Lord, and I just never knew how to get rid of that.
So you're now in Upper State New York. Are you attending college?
So I was in grad school.
Okay, grad school at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Have some Christians come alongside you and witnessed or modeled Christian behavior where you thought, wow, that's what it means to be a Christian? Or maybe there are some negative examples. Oh, I don't want to be what they are.
So at that time, not yet, because I was very shy. So I didn't go to church at all. I only listened to Christian radio. Mm. And I was too scared to ask anybody because I wasn't quite sure. And then eventually I wrote to one of the radio announcers, actually. I wrote and asked some questions about why can I believe the Bible. And then he recommended this book by Josh McDowell, Evidence That Demands a Verdict.
Sure.
And I bought it and read it, and it answered every question I had about the Bible. It was great.
Now, would you say maybe when you finished reading it, was there a point of conviction or, Lord, I want more? Or what would you say was, and you'll have to define this, your born-again experience or when you knew that you were made right with God through the work of Jesus and not your own efforts?
Yeah, exactly. So after reading that, I knew I could trust what the Bible says.
Mm.
That was my biggest hang-up at the time, because there's so much evidence for it. It was just unbelievable. It was easier to believe than not to believe after seeing all the evidence. And so then I called Unshackled.
Mm.
They always give this number in Chicago, and I asked them, what do I do now? And they had someone on the phone, and he just stepped me through, told me, you're a sinner, and Christ died for you and to pay for your sins, and he asked me if I would want to put my trust in the Lord, and then he prayed with me.
And this is right in your early 20s, you're like 1920,
exactly.
Right? Wow. And so was there the sense, well, realizing, you know, what you said earlier about uncertainty or confusion or guilt or doubt, was that just all washed away, like, wow, now I'm a part of the family? I'm heading to heaven?
Yes, absolutely. It was pretty much instant. So when we prayed, I knew this huge mountain between the Lord was removed. And I still remember the joy that God gave me at that time, because now I understood I could know where I'm going. This uncertainty was gone. Yeah.
Then when did Mrs. Dawson, because I think God has brought a number of people these many years into your life, people to mentor you or to model Christian behavior or Christian characteristics to you. I know she had a great influence.
Yes.
Maybe a little shout out for her. I think she's in Albuquerque or
That's correct. New Mexico.
Okay.
That is correct. Yes, she is in New Mexico. Yes. So it's amazing how the Lord just orchestrated all of this. So I was a brand new Christian. I had no church and I didn't even know where to go. And so then again on the radio announcer said when he grew up, he lived in the town where I was, and he said the name of a church where he went. It was a Baptist church. And I thought, if he liked it, I should go there. So I went there, and there was a Sunday school teacher with a heart for international students, and he invited me to come to the Sunday school. So the Lord discipled me that way.
And at this point, your English is obviously getting better, or was it pretty fluent?
Oh, yeah. At that time, it was no problem. That's right. And then I moved to Boston, and there was a Thanksgiving. I had another church that they had referred me to. And there was a Thanksgiving lunch after church. And Mrs. Dawson was visiting just for one day with her husband in town. And she ended up sitting next to me. And she pulled out this wordless book, which is a book that has no writings in it, just different colors. Gold for heaven, a dark page that says we are all sinners. And then a red page that speaks about the blood of Christ, that Jesus died for our sins. White page to trust Christ, and then a green page that we all grow by reading the Bible and going to church. And so she explained that to me, and I thought, this is great. This is an easy way to explain what the gospel is about. And I asked her about that, and she said, I can send you those. And after she went back to Albuquerque, she sent me wordless books and a missionary biography, and she has been discipling me ever since.
Well, that's interesting. Last week, I think it was the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, somebody referenced those same colors, but it was a bracelet, and each of the beads had the colors. And when people would ask about the bracelet, they'd say the same kind of sequence. And then about 3 weeks ago, we had another individual that was sharing his testimony from back in the 60s when he was in Sunday school class, and they had it like a flannel graph of the colors. So, wow, there's like different ways, but they're all using the colors to exhibit, you know, darkness or the black for sin and like the red for the shed blood of Jesus, and that we can be white as snow and cleansed from our sins and so forth. So, wow, that's very interesting. I had not heard of the... So it's called the Wordless Book?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, yes.
So she's discipled or mentored you even to this day?
To this day. So we are in touch by email and phone, and she has a heart for kids ministry. So she put on my heart that children are the forgotten mission field of our days. So she teaches with her husband Bible clubs in schools and in homes, really all over the country, but especially also in Albuquerque. What she told me, what I didn't know, is that any school that has other clubs will also have Bible clubs. And so this is a wide open door for the church to go out and teach children that have no other way of hearing the gospel.
And that's something that the Lord, I won't say has recently put on your heart, because it seems like it's been a passion for maybe many years,
yes.
But it's something that you're entertaining the idea or opened up to the concept, okay, Lord, how can you use me? Because I'm thinking of like the Awana program, I'm sure you're familiar with, and some other kids' clubs, the Pioneer Clubs, or different ones where they still can teach scripture and biblical principles and concepts and character development. In fact, Esther's in a new program. It's an affiliation with Judah Christian School, but it's called American Heritage Girls. And they learn to love God, love their parents, which love and obey their parents. Hey, that thumbs up for that. And then other things like camping and activities where they serve others, and it just seems like a great program.
Okay.
And so, yeah. So God has children's ministry on your heart. Have you felt led to initiate, or what are you hoping happens next?
Yeah, at first the Lord put in front of me the opportunity to help in a bus ministry with Calvary Baptist Church here in town in Urbana. They go out and bring in children from homes where the parents are unable to take them to church or different situations. And I've seen many children come to know the Lord through that and through Awana, what you mentioned. And so I would love to see teams all over this town come together, and Child Evangelism Fellowship trains people how to hold Bible clubs in schools. So any church that is interested could just call them up and they would come and train them. And there's no, as far as I know, I haven't heard of any clubs yet here. Maybe I don't know, but I haven't heard. But I know in other cities in California, in many cities, almost every school has a Bible club. Mm. And it's a huge open door. And it would be so great to have teams to do this.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be praying that up, because at the early age, kids are so open. Right. And I think there's statistics where if somebody doesn't come to know Christ by the age of like 17 or 19 or a certain age bracket, they're so less likely to ever make that decision to follow Jesus.
That's
so
right.
The Lord loves the faith of a child and loves to have us all involved in children's lives. So we'll be praying up how God would lead you in the days ahead. And I have some ideas. We'll talk off air, but I have a couple things in mind.
Great.
And also tomorrow, we're going to have some special guests in the studio, Steve and Heather Holzenbach, and they're missionary friends that I think you've only met up with a few times, but it's because of this dear friend in Albuquerque that you learned about their mission work, and I'm kind of intrigued. I look forward to having them in the studio and sharing their ministry as doctors into Muslim countries and how they've really given up their own practice or making a fortune to serve in this unique way, and I know through some adoption. So maybe give us a little thumbnail sketch of these two friends that I'll have tomorrow on the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends.
Yeah, this will be a real treat. So Steve and Heather, Heather is my friend Mrs. Dawson's daughter, and they both are medical doctors, and they worked in a hospital, and then the Lord called them to the mission field. But even before they went, they had already been teaching Bible clubs in schools with hundreds of kids at a time. And then the Lord called them to Mali, where they're now working in a hospital, and they also witness to the patients, of course, but they also help a lot of boys in the streets that are begging, and that are usually most of them are Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
And they reach them with the gospel and also provide what they need for daily living. So it's an amazing story they have to tell.
Well, Karen, I'm going to have you back tomorrow, and I'm going to let you introduce them and honor them, and we'll get them in the studio, and that'll be our Tuesday edition, Mark and Friends. So it looks like there's another reason for you to tune in tomorrow for God-honoring testimony on how God desires to work in and through all of us, and we'll hear from Steve and Heather tomorrow, and Karen will be back with us. Thank you for being available for today's edition, Mark and Friends. See, I told you it wouldn't be so hard. You didn't need to be nervous that you were just going to have some chit-chat, and so I think you've been a real blessing to our radio listeners. Family, and thank you, God, for Christian Radio and those that have modeled Christ to you, and then His Word that you cling tightly to and so much love to read and study.
Thank you so much for having me and for your great ministry.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.